All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to go to the Weather Center. Morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, and how is every little thing?
Well, it's funny. Last night, just before I'm getting set to go to bed, I checked my email, and there's an email there from the Western Connecticut Bikers Association. They're having a big 100-mile bike ride to raise awareness of child abuse. And so he wanted to come on and do an interview. So I said, well, all I have is 6:20 tomorrow morning. So he gets back to me. He says, oh, I've reached the association president. He'll, what number should he call? So I said, well, let me call him. So he sent me the number. And I said, what's his name? He's Irish. What's Irish's last name? We don't use last names. Okay. So I called Irish this morning at 6:20. And guess what?
Okay.
Irish did not wake up to answer the phone.
Oh, no.
Well, I had a feeling that was going to happen. So I had a backup interview all set. Come on. It's 6:20 in the morning. the guy works a regular job. He rides the bikes on the weekend. He's not going to get up at 6:20 to speak to some yo-ho in the Northwest Connecticut. I just knew that was going to happen. So, but anyway, on top of all that, it's a virtual heat wave this morning, Pat, 54 degrees. And yep. Yesterday I spoke with a friend of mine, Jimmy Carter. I know his sister, but he has a restaurant in Pensacola, Florida. Okay. And so now listen to the year he's had. Of course, COVID-19 closed down his restaurant for 4 months. Then when he got to open up, one of his employees tested positive, so he had to close down for another 2 weeks. So he's all back and up and running, and the hurricane comes across yesterday. Oh. They got like 20 inches of rain. I'm not 20 inches of rain on top of the storm surge, so now he's closed down again for another at least week or so.
Right. 2020 has not been a good year.
No, obviously. It's been a horrible year. A good friend of mine that I used to golf with, I learned yesterday, passed away, and he was a young man. I say he's a young man because he was only probably about 4 years older than I am. But it's just been a terrible, terrible year. It really has. You hate to whine and complain, but 2020 has just been a stinker.
Ed, really, there's no other way to describe it. You are right. And before we add to that, partly cloudy today in the mid to upper 70s. Enjoy the mildness. Tonight, cloudy mid 50s. Tomorrow, shower early. Then some sun. As it begins to clear out in the afternoon, it'll get breezy. It'll be in the mid-60s. Your Saturday and Sunday will be sunny and breezy, mid-60s each day. And at night, upper 30s and low 40s.
So should I bring my plants in?
Well, upper 30s is not freezing, but it depends on the plants. I'm not into gardening, so I can't tell you. Some of them are maybe hardy enough to endure 38, 39 degrees. You'll have to consult with your gardener. Oh, by the way, I sent you a picture on your phone of our honeymoon set, so you can take a look at it. There is a square table there and two two video lights that don't belong there. I was moving everything over because I was using the other end of the studio, but I took a picture real quick because I said Marshall probably wanted to see the set.
Pat, that's great.
That's what I built myself.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, for somebody who never did that before, right? I never built flats or anything like that before, so it was my first try at it. Had a good time.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's in color now, but when we edit it, it'll be black and white.
Pat, that's just what a great set.
Thank you. I thought you would appreciate it. Thank you very much.
If you were to just put that up there and say, what old time TV show is this set from? I bet you that 50 to 60% of people would get it right away.
Probably.
No, really.
And of course, if we didn't have that square table and the two lights in the way, it would look a little bit more authentic.
And if it were black and white, they'd really know. I'm telling you.
They would. Yeah, exactly.
So good job, Pat. That's great.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. I wanted to tell you about this. It apparently does not affect humans. But the DEC, you may have heard about this, confirms EHD disease in Putnam and Orange County in deer. Now, it says here several white-tailed deer in these counties died after contracting EHD.
What's EHD?
Which is a viral disease of white-tailed deer that cannot be contracted by humans. EHD virus is carried by biting midges, small bugs often called noceums or punkies. Once infected, the deer usually die within 36 hours. It causes them to not be able to walk, swelling of the head, the tongue, the neck, the lips. They could often be seen dying or dead near water because they go for water surfaces. So, and they cannot, get this, it cannot be contracted from one deer to another. So it's only by the bug. But it's in those two counties. And I think the DEC would appreciate it that if anybody sees them, you know, these dead things, to give them a call so that they keep track of what's going on.
Oh, that's weird.
So, again, another one for 2020. Okay, quickly.
Yes.
I have 2 minutes left. I was able to catch yesterday afternoon the new motion picture, Fatima. Now, you realize they redid that.
Yeah.
Marshall, thoroughly impressed. Phenomenal job. Twice during the movie, tears just rolled down my cheeks. And I thought to myself, this is a movie that all of us, especially here in the United States, need. Because as far as I'm concerned, and I don't want to get too heavy on this, but in times and troubled times like we're having now, perhaps maybe looking at a movie like this would, you know, sort of lead people to maybe praying a little bit more and hoping that things will get better. Because back then, as you know, that's what the message was, to pray and do the rosary. So I thought it was absolutely done, just incredible. Long movie, too. But I watched every minute of it, and I thought it was great. Because I know the earlier one, because I used to show it in my religion class, the early one. So I knew it pretty well. And this doesn't follow. It follows it, but not like you would think. So it's done very well if you get an opportunity to watch it.
So are you going to update your religion class and show the new one now?
I would if we have religion class. We haven't found out yet.
Well,
they're supposed to start October 3rd. But it's up to the parents as to whether they want their children to do it just virtual or hybrid. 1 week virtual, 1 week in school. And we're all sitting here, all the catechists are sitting here waiting to find out whether or not we'll be doing anything this term.
All right. I just want you to know that I'm not a man of prayer, but for the past 3.5 years, I've been praying a lot. Okay. All right.
I hope it's been helping.
It hasn't. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll know on November 3rd. Okay. I'll speak to you tomorrow, Pat.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.